My name is Julia, and I'm a Canadian, and I live on the south coast of England, and I've been living here for 11 years with my husband. And my husband and I have 3 adopted children, and we'll soon have a 4th. We have 3 daughters, 2 of whom came from China, Hazel and Iris, and Ivy from Vietnam, and our son Ike is waiting for us in Vietnam. I first thought of adopting children when I was living and working in China when I was 21 years old. And when I visited the far northwest of China, several women asked me if I could take their children home with me. I had no intent to have children, but I thought that if I ever did want children, I would go back to China and adopt some of the unwanted girls rather than give birth to my own children. When I met my husband, I explained that to him, and he was perfectly at ease with the idea of adoption. And when we were both 30 years old, we returned to China and adopted our first child. I never felt that I wanted to give birth, because to me, that's just a single moment in time. And being a parent is a lifetime's work, and how you become a family never seemed an issue to me. The first child that my husband and I adopted was Iris, and she was 4 months old when she was placed in our arms in China. The process in England had been fraught and very difficult, but by contrast, the process in China was very easy. The day we flew to China, the orphanage director phoned us and asked us, "How old do you want your daughter to be?" And my husband answered, "I don't know." And the orphanage director said, "You have to tell me, 2 months, 4 months, 6 months, what?" And my husband chose the middle number, and he said, 4 months. And when we were on the plane, they went and looked at all the 4-month-old babies, and they chose our daughter for us. And we got off the plane in Nanchang, and we drove in the heat, 38 degrees, 100% humidity, for an hour to get into the hotel. And we went up in the lift, and we put our bags down, and there was a knock on the door, and there was the woman with our daughter. They just said, "Here she is, 4 months old. Just like you asked for, will this one do?" And we thought, on balance, yes, she would do very nicely. Iris was a very sad little girl when she was put in our arms. She hadn't received much care. She weighed 8 pounds. She was 4 months old. She had bed sores. And she was very, very hungry. And she looked at us as if to say, "Well, what took you so long?" I had absolutely no idea what to do with Iris when they handed her to me. And in fact, looking back on it now, I realise how very poorly she was and what a very bad job I did. But at the time, I didn't know enough to be scared, so I simply got on with feeding her and changing her and looking after her. We don't know anything about Iris's family. We didn't then, and we don't now. We can only assume that she was either a second child or a first child in a family who preferred a boy. The second child to join our family is Hazel, although she is the oldest child. She came home when she was 5 years old, and again we sent our papers to China to ask to be considered as parents, and they made a mistake and they offered us a 5-year-old. They thought that we were much older. They had mistranslated our documents, and we got a faxed photo of a little girl looking like she needed a mum and dad. And so, even though she wasn't a baby, we thought, well, she'll do. When I was younger, I never ever thought of myself as a mother. I certainly thought that I would have a career. I thought that if I did have children, I'd stop at 2. I thought that I would never be a stay-at-home mother. But the minute I walked inside my first orphanage, my life changed forever.